Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
outskirts of town. That is the Prestige Blues Swingers from 1958 on the album Outskirts of Town. Art Farmer and Idris Suleiman on trumpets. Jerome Richardson on alto saxophone. Buster Cooper on trombone. Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax. Pepper Adams on baritone sax. Tiny Grimes on guitar. Wendell Marshall on bass. Ozzy Johnson at the drums. All arranged by Jerry Valentine, and a fabulous album and a great way to kick off the show this week. And on piano on that one was Ray Bryant, and this is Ray from 1964 on Sue Records with a trio this time, live at Basin Street East. This is Duke Ellington's Satin Doll, and this is Spinning Jazz.
Thank you.
This is an album recorded in Los Angeles in 1975. It came out in Japan on Blue Note Records. It's called In a Glow. It's Bobby Hutcherson on Vibes and Marimba. And on that track, which was Cowboy Bob, he was joined by Oscar Brashear on trumpet, Thurman Green on trombone, Dwight Dickerson on piano, Kent Brinkley on bass, and Larry Hancock was playing the drums. We are heading to 73 next. This is Weldon Irvin.
New time, now is old time. For all time is no newer than the next time. To wonder why is to cope with him, the maker of all. Both old and new.
See, what is time if not the heart of life? how my days fly. I recall when we will cease to be. Memories not yet a part of me find their way straight to the core of life. Peace of mind will put an end to strife. New day. Deja.
Thank you.
recorded in the Netherlands in May 1966. It came out on Fontana Records. That's the Ted Curzon Quartet. The album's called Urge. That was a tune called Latino. Ted Curzon on trumpet, Booker Irvin on tenor saxophone, Jimmy Wood on bass, and Edgar Bateman was playing the drums. We continue to dig deep into the vinyl collection here on Spinning Jazz. Thanks for tuning in. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
1965, originally came out on Columbia Records. That's a Japanese CBS pressing, and it's Thelonious Monk's quartet from the album simply titled Monk. That was Children's Song, and you heard Monk's piano along with Larry Gales on bass and Ben Riley at the drums, and Charlie Rouse, his longtime partner in his quartet, was playing tenor saxophone. And speaking of tenor saxophonists, we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with another one, and this is Rudolph Johnson on Black Jazz Records. There were only 20 albums came out on that label, and he recorded two of them, and the second one was called The Second Coming, and this is the title track. And on this track, his tenor is accompanied by Kirk Lightsey on piano, Douglas J. Sides, Doug Sides on drums, and Kent Brinkley is playing bass. We heard from Kent Brinkley earlier. He was playing on the Bobby Hutcherson track I played a little earlier in the hour. Stay tuned, it's Spinning Jazz, got another hour of fabulous stuff after 10. It's Pete Evans. Every Sunday morning between 9 and 11, we explore the world of jazz on vinyl. We'll be right back.